So first of all, just tell me, take me back to 2002 and that election with McClintock. What was that like, that period between, the election and finding out what happened?
Well, first, you've been running with every bit of energy you have for 2 years, nonstop, and you finally get to election day, and your whole psyche is based on, are you going to win or not? And then you realize you're in a close race, and then you watch into the wee hours of the morning, and in my case, they literally, county by county, dismissed the vote counters at midnight or 1, and they still had votes to be counted, and it was still a tie. And so you're stuck, and you have to wait. You go home, you go to sleep, you come back the next day, they start counting again. And when I beat Tom McClintock, it was one of the statistically closest races in California history. And it was ultimately decided by 0.02% of the vote. It dragged on for, I believe, 21 days. And it is a little nerve-wracking.
Yeah, to say the least. And there's not much you can do, or is there? I mean, what do you do to feel like, I can at least do this to make sure it's a fair count, or even get some votes that I might not have gotten, or get some ballots tossed out? What do you do?
Well, there's actually quite a lot you can do and that you have to do, because what happens is, the penultimate example of this is what we saw in Florida and the Bush-Al Gore race, but the Republican Party, who's on the other side of me, is quite good. They literally had a plane full of people descending from California. They would dispatch them out to different counties, and in very simple terms, they would go to counties that tend to vote Republican, like the Inland Empire and the Central Valley, and try to approve every vote, every contested ballot they wanted in. And conversely, in areas like Alameda County, where Berkeley is, or San Francisco, or Los Angeles, that tend to skew heavily Democratic, they would try to disqualify every contested vote. And so you need to have people there yourself to say, wait a minute, every vote should be counted and should be counted fairly. And so we literally, after this intense campaign effort, needed to find another close to 50 to 100 people on the ground in, 58 counties around the state.
Yeah, people to be there while those votes were being counted.
Absolutely. And again, we may have missed a few counties, but we had people in just about every county. And, you need 4 or 5 in L.A. The voter operation in Los Angeles County is huge.
Yeah. Have you talked to Kamala?
I have not called her yet. I just assume she is probably swamped, but I will call her. I'll give her the full benefit of my expertise. But this is not the time to sit back. This is the time to fire it up, and we all assume in a state as big as California, 37.5 million people, that maybe every vote doesn't count, but every now and again, like my race and hers, in fact, every vote does count.
Yeah. You said that those days and weeks, in your case, were nerve-wracking. What is it like? Now, you ended up on the quote-unquote right side. You won, but what would it have been like? Or what was it like when you finally found out it was over? What was the sense you had?
An incredible sense of relief. Your campaign team is ecstatic, but I think we all wanted to go home and go to sleep. But by the way, not the least of all this is, emotionally, you've just finished asking every friend, every acquaintance you've ever met for money. For 18 months, 24 months, however long you the campaign is, and you finally get done, and then people say, well, good God, we have to drive people to the polls for you. We have to get them pizza. We have to do this. We have to keep the campaign. You need to raise another $500,000. Get back on the phone. It's like, oh, my God. So back you go. We literally, again, I was sitting in a very small room in a very small campaign office in Redwood City for another 22 days, which, by the way, happened to be right through Thanksgiving and so on. There were other things I had hoped to be doing.
And then finally, what advice do you have obviously you don't give advice to Republicans, but, for any candidate who finds him or herself in this situation, what's the advice?
Well, the advice is, it's like any competition. you never stop competing till the final buzzer rings. And in this case, the final buzzer has not rung. So you need to go out, raise money. You need to get people in the field. You need to watch every vote that's being counted. What things people don't realize is there are another roughly 700,000 votes counted after Election Day. So Kamala, when I last looked, is up by 9,000 votes. Feels like a lot, but gee whiz, 700,000 votes, if those split just a little differently, a 9,000-vote margin could evaporate pretty quickly. And then again, you divide all this by 58, you know, if you win just an extra 50, 60, 100 votes per county, that's a big difference. In a place like L.A., that's nothing.
Yeah, yeah. And then you got Jerry McNerney clinging to 121 votes.
Yeah. By the way, one of my favorite things about politics and electoral law, people don't realize this happens, but there are ties. And when you have a tie, a lot of people wonder what exactly happens, and it varies on a county-by-county basis. But in a lot of counties, they agree to either literally flip a coin or cut the deck, and whoever gets the highest card wins. And that does, from time to time, happen.
And then you mentioned the recounts. If it does, at what point is it wise for a candidate to ask for a recount?
Well, let me reconcile two issues here. One, it's election time, and so there's always a couple close elections somewhere, and people say, well, what the heck happens? And the answer is it's close enough, it can be a recount. But now I'm going to connect that with something else we've been reading a lot about, and that is budget shortfalls. And the simple fact is that most people forget elections cost money to run. Elections are run at the county level. Most counties are broke, and so if Scott Schaefer says or Steve Wesley says, gee, I feel like a recount, the answer is, that's lovely. Are you going to pay for it? And so the rule is, and it's twofold, and it's interesting, and I'll read you the quote. You know, in California, a recount cannot be requested until after a local election official certifies the results, which they don't do until December 5th. So first, you have to wait another month to make sure that all the votes have been counted. Then, after the votes are certified, any voter, including the candidate, has 5 days to request a recount. The catch is that the person seeking the recount pays for the hourly cost of recabulating the votes. So if you're running for county office, that may be thousands or tens of thousands of dollars for a statewide election. That is probably several hundred thousand, maybe in the millions. And so you really need to take a deep breath before you do that. By the way, it's just like the National Football League's instant replay. If the recount changes the outcome, you know, so the numbers say Scott Schaefer, Steve Wesley lost, and you ask for a recount, and it turns out you were right, you had won, you don't have to pay. Talk about high-stakes betting. That's what a recount is.